Let us read together from the Holy Word of God. It is on the second page of your hymn sheets, Genesis chapter 48, and we'll read from verse 7 to verse 19. Now, this is part of the words of Jacob at the end of his life as he is speaking to Joseph and his sons Ephraim and Manasseh, as he is blessing them. So Genesis 48 from verse 7. "And as for me, when I came from Padan, Rachel died by me in the land of Canaan, in the way, when yet there was but a little way to come unto Ephrath. And I buried her there in the way of Ephrath, the same is Bethlehem. And Israel beheld Joseph's sons, and said, Who are these? And Joseph said unto his father, They are my sons, whom God hath given me in this place. And he said, Bring them, I pray thee, unto me, and I will bless them. Now the eyes of Israel were dim for age, so that he could not see. And he brought them near unto him, and he kissed them and embraced them. And Israel said unto Joseph, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. And Joseph brought them out from between his knees, and he bowed himself with his face to the earth. And Joseph took them both, Ephraim in his right hand toward Israel's left hand, and Manasseh in his left hand toward Israel's right hand, and brought them near unto him. And Israel stretched out his right hand and laid it upon Ephraim's head, who was the younger, and his left hand upon Manasseh's head, guiding his hands wittingly, for Manasseh was the firstborn. And he blessed Joseph and said, God, before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day, the angel which redeemed me from all evil, bless the lads, and let my name be named on them, and the name of my fathers Abraham and Isaac, and let them grow into a multitude in the midst of the earth. And when Joseph saw that his father laid his right hand upon the head of Ephraim, it displeased him, and he held up his father's hand to remove it from Ephraim's head unto Manasseh's head. And Joseph said unto his father, Not so, my father, for this is the firstborn. Put thy right hand upon his head. And his father refused, and said, I know it, my son, I know it. He also shall become a people, and he also shall be great. But truly his younger brother shall be greater than he, and his seed shall become a multitude of nations. Thus far the reading of God's holy word. Now the word I want to speak to you on this morning is not actually in our reading. It is Psalm 146 and verse 5. Happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help, whose hope is in the Lord his God. So we have Jacob here coming to the end of his life and sick. We are told that his days are numbered at 147 years, and it comes to the time that he must die. And it is a real reminder in chapter 47, 29, and the time drew nigh that Israel must die. And of course that applies to us all, that we must die. But here is Israel, Jacob, looking back over his life and reviewing it in a few words here in speaking to his grandsons. Now, if the God of Jacob is our God, then the words of our text, whether we actually feel happy or not, we are declared happy by the word of God. If Jacob's God is our God and our hope is in this God, which our text says our hope is in the Lord his God, that we may have that happiness awaiting us in heaven, though we may have pains and troubles here below. But let us just have a look at what Jacob here chose to bring out. And of course, we know from the context in Psalm 146 that the God of Jacob is the God of creation. He created and he formed the earth. He is the true, the living God. But here is Jacob, and we're told that his eyes are dim, and it may be with some of you as well, that your eyes are dim. Jacob, he didn't recognize his grandchildren, and so we may have those infirmities at the end of our life. But if his literal eyes were dim, certainly his remembrance, and that of many years ago, was not dim. And so we have in the portion here in verse 7, the first thing that he mentions, he remembers a painful bereavement that he had 50 years before when Rachel died. And he says where she was buried, at what is Bethlehem. And you may have that also. You may go back 50 years, maybe 20 years, and a bereavement that you had, a husband, a wife, children, that the Lord has taken, and you've lived many years without them. But when you come to the eventide of your life, you haven't forgotten, and you still think of that. Has the Lord been your helper in bereavement? You think of all the surrounding circumstances, the things that happened in such a bereavement. Of course, with Jacob, he had his beloved Benjamin born at the same time as Rachel died. It's no wonder Benjamin was precious to him. So, do we have Jacob's God as a help, a strength in bereavement and in the path that followed? But then he has those things in verse 11 that he had not thought to see. He says, I had not thought to see thy face, and lo, God hath showed me also thy seed. Jacob had that time when he said, all these things are against me. He didn't know Joseph was alive. And there may be many things in our lives that we fear the worst. We thought we would not see helps, blessings, maybe children converted, blessings in the church of God. We did not think that those things would come to pass. And yet now we may look back and we see that they have. And may this time be a reflection time. We think of what the Lord has done to us better than all of our fears, and things that we had not even expected or even thought. And I doubt Jacob even prayed for his son during that time. He thought he was dead. And yet suddenly there he is, risen from the dead, and he sees his Joseph's sons as well. Then we have in verse 15 how he blesses Joseph and said, God before whom my fathers Abraham and Isaac did walk, the God which fed me all my life long unto this day. And you think, well, it is not that quite a menial thing to remember, that the Lord has fed us? Well, it's a great thing. Without that food, without that provision, we wouldn't live. A man shall not live by bread only, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. But for Jacob especially, this goes back to Genesis 28. And here, he's going back 87 years to when he was 60 years of age. And he was leaving his home and with Esau, vowing to slay him, and he comes to Bethel, and there is the ladder that's set up on earth extending into heaven, and the Lord appears to him and he gives him this promise, and behold, I am with thee and will keep thee in all places whither thou goest, and will bring thee again into this land, for I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. And Jacob, he spoke of that place as Bethel. He said, how dreadful is this place? This is none other than the house of God, the gate of heaven. And then Jacob, he vowed a vow, and this was what he said. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God be with me, and will keep me in this way that I go, and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on. It's those two things. So vital, but so often taken for granted, so that I come again to my father's house in peace, then shall the Lord be my God. Well, our text is, happy is he that hath the God of Jacob for his help. Have we been fed all our life long? Has the Lord fulfilled those things that he's promised to us and given us food and given us raiment? Is he a performing God, a faithful God, the God of Jacob for our help? What a blessed thing to have him in that way, the same way as dear Jacob, and to look back over your life. We are told in Deuteronomy we are to remember all the way. And certainly Jacob is remembering, and remembering it to God's honour and to God's glory. But then we have a cross-handed blessing. And the children, Manasseh, Ephraim, they are brought to him with the intention that the right-handed blessing should go unto the eldest, which was Manasseh. But Jacob, and he would have known exactly what Joseph was doing, he crossed his hands. And so it was Ephraim that was given the firstborn blessing. Joseph wasn't happy with that. But Jacob, in prophecy, he was telling him that Ephraim would be the firstborn to have the firstborn blessing. And if you look at the tribes in the promised land those many years later, you find Ephraim looks a small, certainly has a small amount of land, but they're all in Canaan, whereas Manasseh is divided, part one side Jordan and part the other. It's a part, a type of the church of God at this present time. Part is in heaven, part is still on earth or yet to be born, but Ephraim is all in heaven, and one day the whole church shall be one in heaven and not divided, all together with the Lord. But these cross-handed blessings, those things that seem to be a curse, that which Joseph said to his brothers, ye meant it for evil, but God meant it for good. And many of the Lord's dear people find in their lives that things that first appear to be a curse, first appear to be something that they'll say, no, no, we don't want it that way, and try and forbid it and try and change it. And then later on we're able to see that God's choice was the right choice, the right way, the best way. And we see then with Jacob and this cross-handed blessing, something that we should view over our lives as well. Certainly many times Jacob had known that in the things that had a bitter cup, and yet the sweetness later on followed when Jacob's able to look back and see it. What I do, the Lord said, What I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. And have we learned to trust the Lord, to lean hard upon him? Dear friends, you'll need it now. Need it right to our journey's end, to lean harder and harder upon the Lord, trusting him, remembering his goodness and his mercy and what he's done for us. And when we can see those things, that we walk alongside Abraham and Isaac and Jacob, and we can say that their God is our God. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. They walk by faith, viewing him as coming. Jacob, there wrestled a man with him till the breaking of the day. I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. Abraham saw Christ's day and rejoiced at it. And we have the clear, beautiful gospel day that we walk in now, when we have the revelation of our Lord and trust that we have seen him by faith, and we love him and desire to be with him. And when time shall be no more, and the Lord fulfills that word, Father, I will that they whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory. But until that time, we are walking through this wilderness. But if we are like Jacob and we're coming to the close of our life, may we have those things that are glorifying to God, to tell to one another, to tell to our children, our grandchildren, and to speak well of the Lord, well of the Lord. And maybe they have heard us years ago say, like Jacob, all these things are against us. But at the end of our lives, may we put that right and say, the Lord did right. His ways were right. He knew what he was doing. And you can trust him, as I have been brought to see his goodness and mercy that has followed me all the days of my life. And say as David, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.